Kat was just talking to us about how you always seem to get random gifts from your family.
Yeah. When it comes to presents.
You know, when it comes to presents, my family sees me as the goofy sister, the one that will accept any silly gift and be okay with it. So last year, Lauren hyped me up for a month, and I thought it was going to be a great gift. She's like,
she's
gonna
like,
love
I
it.
Got all your friends.
I've called
on board.
All your friends. I called Stephanie. Stephanie loves it. An Outcast t-shirt with fire flames on it.
As an Outcast with like Andre 3000 and Big Boy. That Outcast?
Like this
are you
Outcast?
Kidding? Yes. Oh my God. And you're not like a super mega fan of that?
No!
Oh my
That's
God.
Funny. That is pretty
That's
random.
That's fantastic.
I remember my uncle got my sister, she was 8 years old at the time, some Ninja Turtle Velcro tennis shoes, which Ninja Turtles are typically a boy's present that you'd get a boy. And
typically.
So, yeah, I remember she cried when she opened the,
yeah.
the present.
Yeah.
She cried. I remember he also got me a shadow box of Star Trek. Pictures of characters in like a shadow box of Star Trek.
That's something you get like a super mega Trekkie.
Are you a mega fan?
No.
Oh.
No.
BuzzFeed kind of broke down some of the best of the worst.
Yeah.
Madison said, my uncle once gave me a dead bird. I was 12. I shook the gift and everything, wondering what it was.
Oh, no.
Needless to say, I don't accept gifts from him anymore.
A dead bird?
Uh-huh.
Pretty bird.
Cheryl said, my husband bought me a nose hair trimmer from Walgreens.
You know what? That's the gift that keeps on giving.
Ooh, that's saying
something.
He
wrapped it in a big box to make her think that is something spectacular. Oh, Charlotte said she was 8 and was given a bra and knicker set 1 year.
She's 8 years old and
yeah.
got a
bra and underwear set. Christine said, I got a stuffed raccoon. Taxidermy stuffed raccoon from grandma.
Did grandma hunt it?
Wow.
I don't know if grandma actually made the kill or what, but yeah.
That's...
Doug kind of shut it down. He said, when I was 7, my auntie gave me a book called The Prince and the Woodcutter.
Oh.
The plot included monks getting it on with corpses in a temple. I was 7.
Wow.
Like, for The Prince and the Woodcutter makes it sound like a Hans Christian Andersen fairy tale. And then it's like, oh, that's, nope,
my.
Nope, nobody, nope, nope, nope.
Jamie texted in and said, my sister-in-law got a pot bracelet from my very religious grandma.
Oh!
Probably didn't know.
No, she
Oh, my, this looks so lovely. Oh, Jennifer would love it. Yeah. This is great.
It's going to look great on her with all her outfits.
Text message from Kim. When I was little, my cousins got me thongs. Every year, only thongs.
Oh, no. Oh, that,
Another text from a listener. I got a can of soda and salsa and chips. It was the weirdest gift I ever received.
That's called, oh, crap, I forgot to buy something. What's in the pantry?
Let's go to CVS.
In the fridge.
Right. Jesse texted. It says, my brother once sent me a homemade book of his thoughts with a homemade cowhide cover. Creeped me out. I burned it? Yep. Yep.
That's awesome, but it's homemade.
Another text. My great aunt gave me and my wife a used pair of socks. And
a used pair of socks?
A summer sausage Christmas set with crackers and assortment of cheeses, which had been expired for 3 years.
Oh, I was going to say, I was on board with that until the expiration part.
Bless her heart.
Oh, man.
Oh,
wow.
And then from a listener, my son's great-grandma bought him Christmas clothes. However, they all had little frilly shoulders because they were girls' shirts.
Oh, no.
He doesn't want to hurt her feelings.
No.
So he has worn one every time we go to see her.
Yes! That's a good kid. Oh, gosh. I kind of want pictures. That's amazing.
That's funny.
That's a really... You know what? You're doing something right as a mom if he's willing to do that. That's fantastic.